We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Doc, good morning.
Good morning.
First, as a practitioner in dealing with kids, just curious what you're seeing on a daily basis. And first, people were afraid to go to the doctor, but I know protocols have been in place. How's all that going?
Well, so I would say through mid-March to April, we saw very, very few pediatric patients. We were very much trying to have the babies who needed well visits to still come in, but there was a lot of pushback, and so very few pediatric patients came into the office. An occasional sick child was actually seen. Generally, symptoms were triaged by nurses to make sure that they were not COVID-related symptoms. But I would say between, you know, from mid-March to June to May, we saw no pediatrics. Right now, I'm seeing tons and tons of well visits. A lot of teenagers, who are hopeful that they're going to be able to start playing sports, teenagers who are starting their first year of college. But it's a really different world right now, and these things are not necessarily going to happen. We are seeing some kids that are sick, but not we haven't seen any major COVID symptoms in our practice currently, and typically we're triaging any kind of COVID symptoms over the phone. There's an occasional fever that comes in, but we have not actually seen any COVID in our office with pediatric patients at this point.
Well, that's very interesting. I think it was less than 9% of, or 8% of all COVID cases are under the age of 19. So that's very interesting. And I want to ask you a question about are you seeing any sick kids from playing travel sports or teams, you know, athletic endeavors or anything like that? Because I went for a walk yesterday and I walked past a gymnasium and probably 40 kids came out after playing, you know, some sort of organized basketball program. And I thought, they can play sports and play basketball, but they can't go to class. I wonder how that's meshing.
Right. And it was interesting watching the news last night. They were talking about what Governor Wolf had just said about, you know, schools that were going completely virtual. Does it make sense to allow them to have their football season and playing a close contact sport? So I currently have not seen any kids who are playing sports, but I have not heard about gymnasiums full of children. Most of the sports I'm hearing about are kids that are outside playing baseball or soccer or those kinds of things. I do some volunteer work for a organization on the north side, and I got a phone call from one of the organizers that they had two or three cases of young children that had tested positive for COVID. Only two of the cases actually had symptoms. One was checked because there was a contact, and she was asking me for some advice on what she should do with her her day center and how she should manage these children, how long to keep them out, those kinds of things. So there are sporadic cases for sure with children that are interacting with other children, but it's certainly not the majority of cases that we're seeing with COVID.
We're with Dr. Jennifer Priest. And Doc, I was wondering if on a typical return to school, as you well know, kids mix it up with other kids and germs mix up too. I'm talking about pre-pandemic, and then they come home and then it kind of runs through the family. You get that initial burst of whatever it is going around. How do you separate now? Because people are so really concerned about what they should be looking for. I don't even know at this point. We've talked so much about COVID-19. I don't know what the symptoms would be outside of a fever.
So there is a huge variety of symptoms, and I think it's the combination of symptoms that gives us pause, and we make a decision if this person needs to be checked for COVID. Currently, within our AHN institution, we are only testing people that have symptoms. So even if you've been in contact with someone who was positive for COVID, we're not recommending immediate testing unless symptoms develop. It has a lot to do with making sure that we save the testing. I'm blanking on the word. The testing equipment for the people that actually have symptoms. We want to make sure we save it for the hospitals and things like that. But the symptoms are typically fever and cough and sore throat and achiness and headache. If you have progressed, or sometimes at the beginning you have some loss of taste. But that is typical, and there are so many atypical symptoms. There's a lot of GI symptoms that the older adults are actually having that are much more prominent than the typical symptoms I just mentioned. So you really need to touch base with your doctor if you're having symptoms, and I think that's going to be a big problem when flu season comes, because if you think about what the flu what the flu causes in terms of typical symptoms, it's very, very similar to COVID. So I will put a plug in right now. Flu shots are more important, more than they ever have been this fall, to make sure that we protect as many patients as we can from the flu so that we're able to hopefully discern between the flu and COVID.
That's interesting.
Yeah. When can we start having a flu shot? When do you recommend that begin?
So I'm telling my patients that ideally between mid-September to mid-October is probably the best time. We start seeing the pharmacies give flu vaccines sort of second and third week of August. I think that's a bit early because we want to make sure that we have protection all the way through March. So I'm ideally telling patients mid-September. And I think we have not gotten our flu vaccine supply in our office yet, but I expect it soon.
Now, when kids go to school, okay, obviously schools are petri dishes for young kids, and they bring the viruses home. COVID-19, they say that the young kids are not picking up COVID-19 or are not as susceptible to it. Are they able to transfer it?
So I did a brief research last night knowing that I'd probably get asked this question, and it's not particularly obvious that there is kid-to-kid transfer. There's a little bit of question of whether there's even kid-to-adult transfer, but it's not clear. I think that's why making decisions about schools and opening schools and having in-class schooling versus virtual schooling has been such a profoundly difficult decision. And I think it's going to have to be school by school basis, you know, county by county and state by state. And it really actually depends on what your frequency of COVID illnesses in your community that's going to make a decision about whether you should open up your schools at all for in-person classes. And I'm starting to see a lot of the colleges actually make a determination that the first semester is going to be completely virtual, because I think the college students probably are like young adults. And as we know, by looking at our data, that the surge of cases have to do with the young adults. And so I think that's why colleges are being smart. There are colleges that are opening, but you wonder how long they're going to actually be able to stay open if they're going to allow kids in dorms and, you know, kids congregate and have parties and things. So it's going to be an interesting petri dish with the colleges, I think.
A real challenge for everybody. We appreciate your expertise and time, Doc. We'll talk again soon.
Okay. You're welcome, and stay well.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.